Listeners, I have Marshall Hildreth sitting across from me here in the Sanctuary studio. Marshall is our volunteer coordinator, part of the VISTA program, and perhaps you're aware of the VISTA program, but some of you may not be, and so I wanted to get a little bit more familiar with this program. So welcome, Marshall.
Hello. Good to be back.
I think we talked a little bit about your VISTA program very early on, before you had really experienced it. So I'm excited to kind of check in with you. Also, even though I've known some VISTAs before, we had some VISTAs at the Sanctuary back in like 09, I believe. I don't think I paid attention. And so I'm a lot more aware of what the VISTA program is. How would you describe the experience of being a VISTA?
It's a really good question. And honestly, I will replicate the answer that was first given to me when I started, was VISTA is what you make of it. And of course, hearing that before experiencing it, you go, yeah, sure. But it's very true. At least in my unique case, I think the Sanctuary's VISTA position has given me a lot of freedom. And with that, I've been able to do a lot and develop a lot with my VISTA position. Whereas like other VISTAs in my cohort don't necessarily have that luxury. So really, it's what you make of it.
What were you looking for when you applied for the VISTA program?
Specifically, I was looking for experience within non-for-profits, whether that would be in, you know, volunteer management or more so on the back end of things, program development. Really, it was an alternative way to figure out if I wanted to finish my political science degree. Yeah, and lo and behold, I now have the answer to that. But my VISTA experience has definitely allowed me to experience more than just the answers I was looking for.
Did you have experience with volunteers coming in?
Not necessarily. I did have experience in like academic and community engagement a little bit, but more so on like a project-to-project basis and definitely in a more like collegiate setting. So this was my first grown-up position, if you will, to this caliber.
What was the experience like being in charge of the volunteer coordination? As from my point of view, it was like, hey, welcome, great, here it is, like, have at it.
Right.
While we gave you guidance, we also gave you a lot of freedom. So what was that experience like?
I would say baptism by fire, and I mean that yes, in the most loving way.
Yeah, you began in the fall when we were very overloaded with events.
Yes, that was a really kind of like figure it out, kid, good luck, but we have your back. And I think that approach was really informative. I know not everyone likes to learn that way, but personally, I find that to be the most useful. And overall, I think it was really interesting because not only do I get to work with like artists, different, you know, community members or even scientists, but I get to engage with the people who are boots on the ground living in the community each day who also have an interest in those people or what they're doing. And as a non-native to Troy, it was a really unique way to get to learn the city and get to learn like the subculture of Troy.
And in addition to coordinating the volunteers at the Sanctuary for Independent Media, there's more to being a VISTA. Could you explain the other parts of just kind of that work placement?
Yeah, so a VISTA is really an overall kind of life change, I would say. Volunteers in Service to America is what VISTA stands for. And really, not only are you developing capacity to alleviate poverty in different ways, but you also are doing that with other people in your area. So not every VISTA program does this, but through Siena College, which is the VISTA service site that I'm a part of, they have a cohort model. So each month we meet up, all of us VISTAs, and have team building days, learn from each other. We have something called Real Talk, which is just like a great way to vent or just to talk candidly about our experience. And these team building days are often themed. So we learn everything from like resume building, how to translate this position into like real world, like professional experience to, I think we just recently did like professional headshots, or we got to talk to someone from the Census Bureau. So it gives a lot more opportunity than like singular VISTA positions, which I have spoken with Singular Vistas, and it is definitely a 180, I will say.
Oh, okay. So is this program ideal for somebody who is emerging as a professional and has a skill set to kind of really go both feet in into a workplace, but is also still being supported with work development and those foundational skills getting into it?
Absolutely. I think that's mainly what the program is geared towards, but I will say, even if you're someone who has zero experience, it's still a great opportunity to get your foot in the door and learn, whether it be like by proxy or actually in the role that you might be seeking. I have fellow Vistas that do everything from medical community engagement up in Saratoga to working on a farm with the food pantry, and then to me, who manages volunteers and does outreach. So a lot of us have different backgrounds. Not all of us necessarily were looking for the specific positions we ended up in. But again, it is what you make of it. So even if you're looking to professionally develop, but you don't get your site of choice, I still say go for it, because there is so much in the background that really informs you. And it's not directly what that job description or what we call a VAD might say that is what you're going to be doing or what you're going to be learning.
Is the yearly cycle always August to August? Does it vary? Is it not always a year long?
I started with around, I would say, five other Vistas August to August. It was the second round of recruitment for Sienna. But my fellow conspirator, collaborator, my fellow Vista at Sunhees, Haley, she joined us in January. So it is on a rolling basis. So I say keep an eye out if you're interested. Also, I didn't realize this, but technically I was a Vista prior to this assignment as a summer research associate. So mm-hmm. that was still under the AmeriCorps umbrella and technically in a Vista position, but that was only like a summer long type of role.
So you mentioned Sunhees. Yes. You have been collaborating with another Vista. Could you talk about the networking and how that is allowed you to bring in your own project and also networking going forward?
Yeah, I kind of liken it to radio. If you're a producer, you'll know what I mean. But even if you're not, the beauty of being a volunteer radio producer, you now have this card or excuse to be like, hey, can I interview this person? Or I've always wanted a reason to go up to this person. Now I do. So as a Vista, not only do you have that excuse within your network, you're like, hey, we're kind of doing similar things. How can we benefit each other? But someone always knows someone, and I forget where I heard it from, but you're always like 3 degrees away from someone.
Mm.
So I think that comes along with the sanctuary though as well. The sanctuary being in a very like special position within the community and having longstanding relationships with organizations, and then being this fresh face in a role of a Vista, I think welcomes people to take a chance when networking and when collaborating.
So Marshall Hildreth, our Vista volunteer coordinator, this has been great. And you have 90 days left with us.
Yes, 90.
90. So what are you going to do with these 90 days? Is there a vision for it, or are you just taking it day by day?
The grand vision is, with really any Vista position, is to leave something sustainable behind, and the sanctuary going through some changes still. I do want to make sure I leave a nice care package, if you will, for the person who will take on some of my duties and make that transfer easy.
I will plug. You have been tabling and creating these formulas that makes it so much easier for us to pop up out in the community with these gorgeous tablecloths and literature and all of that. So
thank you.
That is one of the many things that I know that you are leaving us.
Yes. Yeah. It feels good to like see the actualization of all that work.
Well, thank you so much for joining us. And I know there are a couple opportunities for people to meet you, not only at the sanctuary, which mm-hmm. that is always an option. But you have a couple tabling events. So where can people find you?
Yeah, I would say keep an eye out on our socials. June is going to be a busy month. We will be at Collard City Pride, Glens Falls Pride, Albany Capital Pride, Schenectady Kids Art Festival, and a whole host of other little pop-ups. I try and be out in the community when I can, and sometimes those opportunities come at you fast. So I always say keep an eye out, and you never know when we're going to show up.
Thank you so much for talking with me, Marshall.
Thanks for having me. Always great to be on.